My name's Larissa. I'm a compulsive eater. Let's have a moment of silence, complete silence, and I'm going to ask you for a few minutes just to reflect on one of the most important and best things that happened to you this weekend. Okay? Anybody want to stand and give one thing that happened to you this weekend? Just one person can stand, unless you want me to go down the road and just go around to everybody. It'll take all the rest of the night. Say what? Great. That's one of the wonders that happens to us when we come to convention and we come to anything that's gathered. This gathered together, that's CAHA. It's one of the most loving places that we can be at any time, anywhere. It's nowhere in the world that you can go and get what we get here. Nowhere. And I can attest to that. I mean, I've watched people down through the years. It's nowhere you can go and get this. So I'm going to say the third step prayer. If you know it, you can say it along with me. God, I offer myself to thee to will with me and to do with me as thou wilt. Relieve me of the bondage of self, that I may better do thy will. Take away my difficulties, that victory over them may bear witness to those I would help of thy power, thy love, and thy way of life. May I do thy will always. Amen. Now it comes to our next important thing is our speaker for the night. A wonderful person. I have known her down through the years, but I met her last year, and I spoke to her, and I asked her if she'd be a speaker. And she did not miss a beat. She said, sure. And she just, immediately. And that shows you that we in the program, we learn as we go along that service is what it says, freedom from bondage of self. So let's all say that together. Service is freedom from bondage of self. That's what I felt when she answered me, yes. So, Vicki, are you ready?
Get myself situated here right quick. Wow, I got to take a breath a minute. Oh, I am just so grateful to be here after being a person who lived in chronic relapse for decades. Looking at you guys right now is a miracle, and I'm grateful to be here. Thank you. So I'll go ahead and qualify. My name's Vicki. I'm a compulsive eater. I have a recommitted abstinence of 4 years and 11 months, maintaining 109-pound weight loss. I'm a food inventory, step, traditions, and maintenance sponsor. I think you'll get to see just a few pictures that I put up there, and then one of them I'll talk about because it'll be kind of weird when you see it. You'll wonder what the heck is that. You won't see me. But my first memory of as a child, they had put some treats or something in a cabinet high up, and I climbed up that cabinet and fell and knocked out my two front teeth. And I may have been around 4. I don't remember. There's a person in the room who might remember my age, but isn't that interesting that that's the first childhood memory that I have? And more, it's very telling of how my life went on down the line. As a kid, I was just a really awkward little kid, and I struggled at school. A lot of being teased a lot. I remember, and I was so clumsy. So whenever it came time for sports and things, you know how they would start picking teams. And then at the end, I'd always be the last kid standing there. And then somebody would say, "Come on, Vicky," because it would be their turn to pick. And so that just all played into how I felt about myself and how I got along around at school. And food became my friend. It was really important to me. When school was over and I came home, that food was my comfort. I would get the food, come sit in front of the TV, and that was what I did daily. And I remember one day when I came home and started this eating and watching TV, and I went back and forth to the kitchen making this one snack. Coming back, sitting down, watching TV, eating it, and back and forth. And I was like in a trance. And when I came out of it, I had been back and forth 8 times. And that was a little glimpse for me. It was shocking. I didn't understand it, but it was almost like I came to and realized how often I had been back and forth in the kitchen. And as I got older, I just started to put on the weight. And by the time I was 18 years old, I was 200 pounds. And that began my journey into all kinds of diets. And one thing that I did back then, I don't know, maybe I was around 19 or 20, I went and had my teeth wired. So that I could lose some weight. You know, I had a lot of shame around how I looked. And I went and they had this procedure that you could have done at the dentist's office, not for my teeth. This wasn't for my teeth. This was for me to lose weight. And, you know, even then, by then, food wasn't a comfort anymore. Now it was a necessity. And so I've got my teeth wired, and one day I was with my cousin, and here's another one of those moments where the shocking, you know, at the point that I had come to, and I started to pry the wires open so that I could get food in between my teeth. And the look on my cousin's face, she was horrified. She was shocked. She couldn't believe it. And even with looking at her and the way she was, I could not stop, you know, and that's where I was at that point. And I went on to try many, many other diets. None of them worked. And I got, during that time, I started using, along down the line, it was a number of years of just being in this struggle with weight and food. And then I started using crack cocaine. And so for a year and a half, the food addiction was quiet, and I had this crack cocaine addiction, and I went into a recovery home, and that's where I was introduced to the 12-step program. And that was in 1988, August of 1988, and I haven't used crack or any other type of substance since. what did happen, thank God. But what happened, you know what happened. The food came back with a vengeance, you know. And I thought, and they would laugh at me when I would try to talk in the meetings. It was a different CA meeting. And they would laugh at me when I would try to talk about the crazy stuff I was doing with food, you know, but it wasn't not funny. I was in a lot of pain. So I thought, well, I think maybe there's a 12-step program for people that are struggling with food. I found OA and I went and I came there with two ideas in mind. I wanted to stop binging, and I wanted to lose weight, and I wanted the solution quickly. And they told me, this is all I heard. I'm sure we know that they said so much more, but what I heard was, don't eat no matter what. And I was furious. I wanted a way out of this. And I thought it was stupid, and I didn't go back. Some way I was introduced to OA How, and I liked the structure, but I really wasn't willing to surrender. And so that began my journey of slipping, loopholes, rewriting the program, all types of stuff. And then when CEA How and OA How split, I stayed with CEA How and continued on my slipping, you know, journey. And I would do a thing of, I'll start again tomorrow. And I did that for decades, so I never really got to experience the beauty of this program because I would just be in and out, back and forth. And I remember in 2016, I got abstinent. I was in Victorville with a sweet little group of people that loved me in my relapsing and all of that, you know, and I got abstinent that year, and the day came that I did the idea again that I would start again tomorrow. And that was the best thing that could happen to me because I couldn't start again tomorrow. No matter how much I tried, I could not start again. And I went into a full-blown relapse for a year and 10 months. And during that time, I gained 67 pounds. Did you guys see that picture where it was just my feet? There, that's perfect, right? That one. So at that time, I packed on all that weight. And my ankles started swelling and bothering me, and I had to wear an ankle brace on each ankle. And when I would get to, before I would leave for work in the morning, I would take Tylenol in the car so it could kick in by the time I would get to the job, which was about a 30-minute drive, so that when I walked from the car to my office, it wouldn't be as painful. That's how bad it had gotten. I remember, and then I started going to the doctor, and the doctor was taking all these tests because, you know, something terminal must be wrong with me. I'm in so much pain, my feet kept swelling. And I remember my mom saying, well, she was trying to be careful. She didn't want to offend me. She's like, well, you're a lot heavier than you were last year. And I said, no, that's not it. You know, something else is wrong with me. I had another one of those moments, the shocking moments of the truth about my addiction to food. On my way home from work one day, I had stopped at a drive-thru. and got food, but I could not drive and eat it. And I had gotten to the point where I was binging and purging and gaining weight. And that day I pulled over under the freeway, and there I am under the freeway in my car, binging, purging, trying to hide. And after all of that, I get back on the road and start stopping at drive-thrus on the way home. And that's I'm a low bottom compulsive eater, and that's the place that I go to. This was the darkest time of my life. Thank you, God. I feel, you know, there's a place in the big book that talks about that denial has to be smashed, that you're like other people. And I call that my denial smashing journey, because that's just what I went through. And one day, a member in the program called me. I would get on Phone Bridge. Many of you probably, or some of you, have been my sponsor, because I would get a sponsor, you know, and then not call them, do all kind of crazy stuff. And so at that point, I couldn't share. I'd just be on the Phone Bridge listening. And one of my friends from Program Med and Outreach called me. And I had come to the point where I was no longer taking, I wouldn't answer outreach calls. But this night I did. I answered the phone. And when I answered, now this buddy, she'd been struggling program too, and she had 7 days of abstinence. And I could hear it in her voice. I knew that she was abstinent. I could hear it. And I felt inspired. I felt a little bit of hope. And I thought, okay, one more time, I'm going to try. And so the next morning, I got on the Phone Bridge. And when the lady, the first person who said they were available to sponsor, I called her. And she agreed to sponsor me. And, you know, the first thing she started talking about was the first 30-day questions. Now, I've been around for decades. I've answered these 30-day questions a million times. So I started thinking. Now, remember, I'm the one sitting under the freeway binging and purging. So I started thinking which workbook that I'm going to answer questions from. And I was in just enough pain, and thank you, God, that I could hear him, because I heard God say, just do it. And I was so tired, and it's just, you know, all the physical and emotional and spiritual pain. So I just told her, yes, I'd do it. And I know God met me at that moment. Because that was August 1st of 2020. And it was a perfect storm, because we had the pandemic and me in a year and 10 months of a relapse. Boy, you know, man, it couldn't have been a better time, because life was upside down and I'm binging. And so then we went forward. One of the things that she provided for me was this whole idea of, you know, if I started to get stuck, because by that point I was eating over everything. I mean, these smallest things, I was plagued with food thoughts, and I'd wake up in the morning dreading the day, you know. And so she had me do this little writing, and if I started to feel stuck, and it really opened me to be able to hear from my higher power. And then I realized one day I was no longer plagued with food thoughts, and I had some neutrality around the food. And thank you, God, for that, you know? And then I just feel like that was just the start. So in 2022, I went to Thailand. By then, I was a couple of years abstinence at goal weight. And we went on an excursion where we were walking up the steps, 300 steps. And I got a chance to walk up those steps. You know, a couple of years prior to that, I would have waited down at the bottom for the group to come back. But this day, I had a spiritual awakening as I was walking up those steps. I no longer needed those braces. The pain, the swelling had stopped. All of that was relieved through abstinence and working this program. And then when I got up and got to see the beautiful outlook at the top, I was just so grateful to God, you know, for the healing that I got in this program. I was just talking earlier about how, you know, I came for losing weight and for stopping the binging, but really I had a spiritual sickness that was killing me. And, you know, for the first time in all these decades, I've been able to find the experience, all the stuff you guys have been talking about all along, you know, getting that freedom through working the steps of this program. And today now I get to do that daily review where I talk about the character defects that are coming up, talk about the things that I'm resentful about, and do the corrective measures so that I can then be able to, you know, give it away. Another big thing that happened for me was the service part. Now, that sponsor, when I started the program, then she started, after I'd get a little bit, you know, 30 days, then she started reminding me of what service I could be doing. And then I got 90 days, and she started telling me the meetings that needed intergroup rep. And then every time I would talk to her, she's like, did you go to the meeting and find out about the intergroup rep? And finally, I did it just so that she wouldn't ask me anymore. And I've got some friends in this program, too, who have helped me to learn how to be of service. And, man, it's a miracle. It's a miracle that I'm here and abstinent, and it's a miracle that I'm doing service and not just focused on me, but getting the chance to give back to this beautiful program. Another thing that I think is really important that I want to read, because before I just wanted the loopholes and I wanted to rewrite the program and have it my way, and I got it my way. And I ended up with the braces on my ankles and under the bridge, you know, under the freeway. But I like this, and this is from the story in the big book. I think Freedom from Bondage. The only real freedom a human being can ever know is doing what he ought to do because you want to do it. And I thank God that I stayed long enough, that I paused for the miracle long enough. And thank you for all of your love, because I think even in those years of struggling, the love that's in this room brought me, kept bringing me back. And then to be able to do this because I want to. Nobody's making me do these things. I want them, and I want what comes with it. So thank you, and thank God.